This is the Top Agents Playbook podcast, episode number 11.
Welcome to the Top Agents Playbook podcast, your source for the very best tools, tips, and ideas used by real estate's top performers. Now here's your host, Ray Wood.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
The band was an English group called The Buggles, a one-hit wonder. Year of release was 1979, and I was interested to see the music video of the song was the very first video to be aired on MTV in 1981. The video was written and directed by Australian director Russell Mulcahy. In the last 35 years since the release of this song, video has risen to the very top of the marketing mountain as the ultimate pitch, and it just keeps rising. YouTube.com is widely acknowledged as the second largest search engine on the net. And let me share some of their stats. YouTube has more than 1 billion regular users. Every day, people watch hundreds of millions of hours on YouTube and generate billions of views. The number of hours people are watching on YouTube each month is up 50% year over year. So each year, it just increases by 50%. And get this, 300 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every minute. That's 5 hours a second. Half of YouTube views are on mobile devices, and YouTube's mobile revenue is up 100% year over year. You're about to listen to my interview with industry media CEO Attila Kovacs. When I first saw the quality of the work that industry media were producing, I just had to line them up to film our first Recharge event in Sydney last year, and I was blown away with the result. If you're not already doing so, I want to encourage you to embrace video and get a video profile of yourself and start using it. You can get so much immediate value from a good video. Feature it on your website or send it to your sellers prior to a listing presentation. Get a few onto YouTube and optimize them for search so people find you more often and faster. If your competition isn't using video, it's only a matter of time. You'll find some awesome video samples with the show notes at topagentsplaybook.com. Well, I'd like to welcome Attila Kovacs, who's the Director of Industry Media in Sydney. Good morning, Attila.
Good morning, Ray.
How are you doing, buddy?
Well, it's a wild and woolly morning in Sydney today.
I've heard your offices have just flooded.
Yeah, part of the office is flooded, thank goodness.
That's crazy.
We've selected a heritage-listed building in inner west Sydney, and the ceilings and the roof isn't doing their job as well as they should be.
Well, you must have had an amazing amount of rain.
Yeah, I think they're telling us around 120 mils in the last 24 hours. I think it's nothing by Queensland standards, but I don't think the Sydney dwellings are up for it.
All that water's got to go somewhere, I guess. Attila, can we start off by, can you tell me about Industry Media?
Industry Media started back in 2005 in Sydney. That came off the back of myself working in television for a number of years.
Right.
My background is more in television and marketing, and during that time I also invested heavily in real estate. So I think around age 26, 27, I decided to merge a couple of the skill bases that I had between television and marketing and real estate, and in 2005 I started Industry Media, and it was started to in order to address what I thought at the time back in 2005 was sort of an underservicing of the real estate marketing through whether it was photography and floor plans and video at that stage wasn't available only because of the video hosting issues and that sort of thing back then. But we've continued to grow since 2005, and make core of our business is facilitating the residential real estate market. So about 80% of our revenues are from that sector, and the other 20% are from hospitality, commercial sectors. Again, all property, so that's all we focus on.
Right.
We've continued to grow. I think probably mid last year, by our own measures, we believe that we took the number one position in Sydney as Sydney's largest digital media supplier. And then June last year, we started our expansion interstate to service those other sectors.
Now, where are you? Where are your locations in Australia?
Sure. So head office is in Birkenhead Point, right, which is about 3 kilometres west of the Harbour Bridge. That's our we have a fairly sizable facility there, where all of our imagery touches and editors and administration and large services reside. Our satellite offices are in Brisbane, Fortitude Valley. We have another one in Gold Coast, Melbourne. We're in St Kilda Road. We have Canberra, capital city, that was set up about a year, 2.5 years ago.
Right.
So we've been servicing there for quite a while. Just last week we started in Adelaide. We're just introducing ourselves to agents down in Adelaide, and preparing for our proper state launch in the next 2 weeks, and then we're off to Perth throughout June.
Nice.
That'll see the last city for Australia. Unfortunately, I don't think we'll make it to Northern Territory or Tassie at this stage, although maybe we'll get there.
Well, that's been a year since you headed north to Queensland, so you've done this expansion in 12 months.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was basically 2 years in the planning on how to secure the most efficient workflow and efficiencies to be able to control, obviously push through with the expansion, but also retain the quality of our work, the service levels, and also maintaining the cultural aspects of our staff, which we're very heavy on in terms of recruitment, to ensure that we send the industry media DNA interstate.
Sure.
What I mean by that is that we've got quite a sophisticated recruitment process by which we or filtering process, but in summary, we basically employ based on attitude as a primary and skill set second. Our training and matrix training modules that we have in place for our video and photography and floor plan training are so strong that we believe that we can almost take any talented person to the level that we need. So that's been a challenge interstate, but one that I think that we've succeeded. Queensland in particular, in the first when we launched in June last year, when we started our marketing, we received basically a 14.5% inquiry throughout southeast Queensland. So 14.5% of the entire market share. We had something like 114 office inquiries in the first 30 days. It was incredible.
Wow.
It's something that we'll build on over the years, but just certainly exciting times.
They are exciting times. I'm a big fan of your work, of you and what your team have done. You and I were talking about our Recharge event in Sydney last year, and you guys were there with multiple cameras, and we got some stunning footage. We also had the chance to see for the first time some of the work that you've done with real estate agents nationally as well. I would love, if you're cool with it, to maybe showcase some of your videos in the show notes. And if anybody's listening to this that wants to check it out, all you need to do is to go to topagentsplaybook.com and you can have a look at the industry media videos in there.
Sure.
Attila, who can you tell me some of the agents that you're working with at the moment?
Yeah, sure. So we quite often boast that we're one of Australia's largest independent suppliers. So
right.
What I mean by that is that we haven't aligned or haven't ever aligned with any one particular brand, whether it be LJ Hooker or Ray White or any of the other independents.
Gotcha.
What we do have is a phenomenal cross section, which across all the different real estate brands, which allows us to basically learn from their own processes, their own marketing approach, and so on. And we quite often embrace that. And over the years, we've been able to scale our business to be able to provide solutions to all the various brands. No matter what their requirements are. So we're often asked for, we want a custom solution. We want to point a difference. We don't want to look like X, Y, Z and so on. So,
okay.
We've got top 10s throughout Sydney in particular. Obviously, we're working know, in Queensland and the other states. But for the Harcourts network, one standout would be Andrew Drain from Harcourts Hills Living out of Borkham Hills. Now, I don't know exactly where his rank is, but most of the Harcourts network know who he is. And he came on board with us a good 6 or 7 years ago, I would say. And he one of the major benefits for Andrew and usually our, most of our top guys is they're really hungry and embrace technology and the various changes.
Attila, Andrew, what are you specifically doing for him? Are we talking profile videos or videos of his listings or both?
Both. He embraces basically any of the new directions in marketing that we discover and that we're, you know, in business for is to bring, you know, cutting edge directions and in terms of whether it's video marketing, content for look and feel of what we produce and how we reinforce their brands at a corporate level and also at a agent level. Andrew's been in particular one that's been very hungry for quite a number of years. So essentially each year we industry media tries to reinvent not just ourselves but also our marketing approach, and we would put that in front of a number of our top performing clients, and Andrew's usually one of those that implements that. Specifically, obviously he does his photography and floor plans for his property listings, but Andrew in particular is very heavy, very active on self-promotion on two levels. That would be at a corporate level, so at his office level, where he runs a network of sales consultants. So he has initiatives in place primarily through video marketing, to raise the profile of the agency, whether it's through corporate videos, market update videos, but market update videos that also incorporate at his team at an office level. And then additional to that, and he drip feeds the market quite often. So it's an ongoing thing. It's not, you know, I've done a video campaign or and that's it. We can sign off on that for this year or this quarter. He basically has sequences and systems in place for regular and constant contact with his local market.
Okay.
He also covers a lot of his auctions. So not an auction. He'll have us out for, you know, every fortnight, essentially, not even just his own listings, but a number of his other agents within the office as well. They're actively engaging with us to not just cover the auction, but the auctions, the way industry media produces those, are basically a surrogate video testimonial for the agent as well.
Yep.
So we'll engage with the agent and ask them, so, you know, how did the campaign go? What were the numbers of inquiries? What's the engagement level been like? So we'll script out and draw that information from the agent in regards to the setup of the auction. Then we'll cover the auction itself. And then we'll do a market wrap up or an auction wrap up with the agent and the vendor post the auction. So I'm not sure how all the states are going around the country, but I can tell you Sydney's going crazy with their auctions and their auction clearance rate. So we're getting some pretty emotional responses from the vendors,
which
make the agents look like superstars.
Yeah, I think things are white hot in most markets in Australia and New Zealand at the moment, which is I just hope it lasts. It's very exciting times when you get these sort of price levels and results at auction, etc. So let's just take this to the next step, and let's use Andrew as an example. So you go to an auction or you feature a property. What application does he then have? Attila, what does he do with it? Does he YouTube it? Does he put it on Facebook? All of the above? I don't even know if you know what happens next, but with him. But do you have any idea?
Yeah, basically, that's what we refer to, or we coach a lot of our clients in regards to video marketing in particular, is making sure that you maximize your distribution channels for video.
Okay. And so your service goes beyond just taking the video.
Well, it's in our best interest to ensure that we get our clients to put what we produce in the correct lines of traffic,
right?
Because if you don't switch the distribution channels on, essentially it's no different to if you will buy the fastest car in the world, and there's no dispute whether that that's the case or not. But if you can't drive a manual, as an example, the car's not going to go anywhere.
Sure.
So we don't just provide a video package or a video marketing package and then just naturally assume that the clients know how to put it in front of the lines of traffic, especially with the advent of social media and that sort of thing. There's new lines of traffic out there in their local communities, and we show them where those are. But at the end of the day, it's the client's responsibility to be able to change the workflows in their office environment to manage that for them. So we don't supply that service. So we don't have a fee for service and manage social media, but we certainly kindly request, after we've highlighted the distribution channels with our clients, that they actually activate those.
Yep.
What it means essentially, say if there's a, say two levels, one, let's say we're discussing auctions. So in particular, obviously they would upload it to their Facebook pages.
Right.
Now they're on an active hunt for new friends and new likes and so on within their community. Now we shared with them how they can increase their reach through social media,
right?
Through Facebook, and that's an ongoing thing that you build value into your social media network through an increase of volume of contacts,
okay,
over a period of time. So it's not something you just switch on and Bob's your uncle. It's something that you need to develop and commit to over a 6 and 12 month period. So they're great implementers of that. So essentially, what does that mean? When they post something on Facebook, they're literally going to get 10, 20, 50 times more traction, more engagement than somebody that would not be maximizing their social media contact points, if that makes sense. Yep.
My question just on that point, do you think videos become more important since, and when we talk about the rise and rise of social media, we're talking Facebook, I guess, is the runaway contender. But do you think videos become even more important since social media has become so dominant?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In particular, with real estate from a commercial point of view and a sales point of view, for any salesperson across any industry, we all know that we're dealing with human relations and communications and building rapport between you and your customer, and video is the perfect outlet to be able to engage on a personal level with your community, even when you might not have face-to-face engagement with your community. So say, for example, if we sit one-on-one with a particular client, then obviously you're building rapport, and that's where most salespeople would sit at. And build rapport face-to-face on a one-on-one basis. What video does is it allows you to start the process of building brand and build your own profile and build your communication outlet through social media to a community that you may not see, you may not be able to touch and feel right now, but your message will be getting out. And that's the key thing with, I guess, digital media. And for us, the challenge to show agents is to say, right, if you spent $2,000-$3,000 on a billboard, you can drive past it each day and see it at bus stops and so on, and it's a tangible product that you can see and feel. With digital, unless you log into the back ends of the particular social media networks and start to measure the results, it's only then you'll start to appreciate the power of video and the power of actively marketing with your local community. And people like Andrew Drain and there's dozens of others that we work with that simply embrace that social media approach, and they're implementing. But like I said, Ray, it's an ongoing thing. You won't see all the results in the first month or the second month. That it builds over time. Just for our own business, every time we post and we'll put a booster, as an example, on one of our posts, our reach now is out over 35,000 agents and their associates, friends and acquaintances across Australia.
Right.
Which is huge.
That's a huge reach. Yeah, that's phenomenal. What do you think is the fastest growing sector of your market at the moment? Is it property videos or personal videos?
Both. We're getting inundated with inquiry, in particular over the last 12 months. I'm sure it has something to do with, you know, agents are seeing other agents now starting to self-promote.
Yep.
So we're definitely seeing a compounding effect, an acceleration of inquiries and people wanting to engage.
Yep.
On both levels, they work on both levels. So essentially with the property, with property videos in particular, we've recently basically audited at least a dozen offices in Sydney. So we haven't done interstate. Oh, well, we've done a couple, actually. We did a activity report in Sunnybank Hills in Queensland, actually.
Nice.
Very recently. But essentially what we're ascertaining is that depending on your area and depending on how many days listed on market, appreciating that when we're having this discussion, there's various markets throughout Australia and peaks and troughs, if you will. But essentially, per property video, an agent would expect somewhere between 300 to 500 views per property listing.
Right.
What that means is if we were to grab an average of, let's say, 400, just for argument's sake, 400 views from your local community, the assumption would be that those people looking at the videos, these are unique views, though, by the way, not repeat views, not one person clicking 100 times. So
sure.
These would be unique IP addresses. So if you're able to secure, let's say, on average, 400 property views, the assumption is that those people looking at those property videos are either in the suburb or two or three suburbs from the target suburb. Most people will move, you know, within their local area. So where the numbers really get exciting is where an average agent in an average area may list 30 or 40 properties per annum. It doesn't take long to quickly calculate that the compounding effect, if they were to do property videos on every single property listing, they might see that their cut-through, their market cut-through in terms of video views could sit anywhere from 16 to 25,000 views
yeah.
in that first year,
yeah.
16 to 25,000 views for that year. So that's 16 to 25,000 views in your local community where people are getting to hear and see you, tap into, you know, your energy levels, your sales savviness, your ability to engage with the property or identify, even if it's a challenging property, identify the opportunities or positive aspects of the property, the selling benefits.
Yep.
So it's a huge portal for you to be able to open the pipelines to your community. Naturally, that builds brand in your profile, and there's a very small window of opportunity, I say, at least the next 2 or 3 years, whereby video is not the norm, it's not the standard. The fact that many of their competitors are not producing video on every single property listing, the fact that their competitors are not raising their brand profile through video on every single listing,
yeah.
Means that those who are implementing it are literally streets and bounds ahead in terms of market awareness and keeping top of mind for their local community.
Well, you'd have to say video's only going one way.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's only getting bigger. It's an interesting point, and I didn't mention this when we were chatting before I pressed record, but I was speaking with a guy a couple of weeks ago who's quite a well-known agent, and he was quizzing me about marketing things, and I said, you need a personal profile video. It's just a no-brainer. And he said, look, I'm really struggling to justify the cost. And I said, well, you didn't really have an issue putting a big ad in the paper, spending $1,000 for an advertisement, a display ad in the Sydney Morning Herald to promote your agency and your business. But for a little bit more than that, that ad in the SMH is going to last like a day or whatever, you could spend a little bit more and you can have something that's a whole lot more engaging. You're going to capture a whole lot more eyeballs, I guess, and it's going to last a whole lot longer. It's a no-brainer when you think about it. And when I mentioned that to him, he said, yeah, exactly. So
yeah,
I guess that's a good comparison.
Yeah, that's a mindset associated, like what you just mentioned, Ray. Though as well is that the getting the print ad where he's advertising his office or his profile in a magazine or newspaper is not a cost. That's actually an investment in their brand.
Yeah.
It's an investment to raise their profile in their local community. That's where I think sometimes a lot of agents might miss the opportunity associated with property videos because some of them might interpret it as a cost of selling the property. Yep. But it certainly has nothing to do with that, because most of the agents that we speak with as well, and when we run sell group meetings and so on, when we ask agents, put your hand up if you have problems with selling properties, out of 100 people, you're lucky if you receive one hand up on that. The biggest issue is picking up your next listing, driving new inquiry to increase your listing base. That's where the void is for most agents. And with investing into property video for property marketing or agent profile videos and auctions, it's exactly that. It's an investment in your profile and your brand. All of our products, all of our video products have very strong brand-driven formulas sitting behind them, such as the agent intro sequences, maintaining their brand, whether it's through voiceover or title graphics around the agent, throughout the body of the videos, and then also the outros as well are heavily packaged up with the agent, because we understand that that's the opportunity for the market to engage with the agent. Like I said, back to the 400 property video views, back to the 16 to 25,000 video views over a year.
Yeah.
That's where it's a mindset thing. We interpret it as an investment in your brand rather than a cost of selling a property.
Well, I guess everybody looks at the costs and the potential return on investment. I was a little flabbergasted that and this guy's a big name that he wasn't thinking more aggressively about that. And when you think about it, you know, what could possibly be more engaging and promotional and brand building than a top quality, you know, professional video where you could see a property being successfully sold at auction, for example, and great testimonials from really happy clients. And, you know, the way that you guys produce your material, great music, great driving music, just out there. I really love it. State of the art, head of the game.
Great, yeah.
That's a really feel-good emotional moment as far as marketing goes. So one of the reasons I wanted to get you on the show is to talk about that, because, you know, I'm kind of blown away that more people aren't doing it. But I guess that's just me.
You know, the market will, I think it's just a process we need to run. As more people see others doing X, Y, Z, they'll tend to follow. So that's why I said the leading agents are the ones that aren't resistant to technology and change, and obviously aren't resistant to jump in front of a camera, which we assist with though anyway. They're the ones that are really, jumping leaps and bounds ahead. I mean, you can see a lot of the, even with your speakers at Recharge as well, a lot of those guys are heavily active in video and self-promotion.
Yep.
And they're receiving the benefits and success off the back of that.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, because I've had quite a few approaches from people who've said, you know, I'm interested in doing something, a promotional video, a personal promotional video, but they're shy or they really feel awkward about being in front of the camera. Is there any kind of, I wanted to say media coaching, but do you kind of nurse people through that process?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
That's what we refer to with our guys in house, is to securing a content rich video.
Yep.
And that requires a number of things, whether it's at a narrative level, where we would, with an agent profile, we require identifying the key selling attributes or positive attributes of a particular agent at a professional level, at a business level, and then juxtaposing that with their personal and personal sides of who they are as a character, whether it's engaging through community and sponsorship or their family and that sort of thing.
Yes.
And then what they've been able to bring to the industry in terms of, you know, their achievements or how they've given back to the industry. We have that level of a content at a content level, but in particular face to camera with agents that are a little bit concerned about getting in front of a camera. For sure, we need to make sure that we've got content-rich videos. So what we do is we ask agents not to script, not to prepare. Actually, we'll coach you on the day, and quite often what we'll do, because digital doesn't cost too much in terms of there's not much film wastage that ends up in the bin.
Right.
It is all digital. So essentially, if we'll conduct an interview, our videographers might ask you same or similar questions 2, 3, 4, 5 times until such time, you know, 45 minutes in or an hour in, the presenter or the agent is really feeling comfortable because they're saying the you know the similar types of content the second and the third and the fourth time through, so it becomes more fluid. And so our guys essentially will continue the appointment until they're happy that they've got content-rich video. So there is filtering programs that we have in place to ensure that anything that we publish is of the highest quality that we can put to market. Having said that, obviously, there's all different grades of agents, but we'd like to think that we raise the standard for those that are maybe a little bit on the shyer side.
Well, your quality is 10 out of 10, and if anybody's listening to this and has been putting off doing a personal video, and Attila's just explained it, but I'll say it again because I think it's really going to let you off the hook. Don't think that you have to talk deadpan to the camera, old school style. Attila or one of his team will interview you and get different angles, get your best side, and essentially turn you into a media star. Is that right, Attila?
Absolutely, absolutely. we refer to that as we attempt to celebritize an agent. So we only use the best bits. There's a lot that stays on the cutting room floor, and we'll only share that with you guys on request for your Christmas video bloopers, so everyone can have a good laugh.
That's right. But
essentially, our guys are honed into only allowing the best phrases, the best comments, the best deliveries to go to the video. So absolutely. I mean, video per se is a two-edged sword. If it's not done correctly, it could absolutely undermine your brand and your profile as well. So we make sure that we understand that these videos are going to get you know, watched over a period of time, literally thousands of times by your local community. It has to be right.
It does have to be right. And I guess we had plenty of warning. I think it was the 80s when they came out with that song Video Killed the Radio Star. So this has been forecast for a while. Mate, thank you so much for your time. I'll wrap things up and let you go. I'll let you start mopping up your office and thank you. You could have put this interview off, but I'm really grateful that you did give me some time.
Appreciate that.
We can contact you I'm going to put all of these links in the show notes. So if you're driving, you don't need to write this down. You just go to topagentsplaybook.com and actually topagentsplaybook.com/11 because you are podcast number 11. But we go to industry media, industrymedia.com.au.
.tv.
.tv, okay, thank you.
That's all right.
And best contact number?
1-300-505-539.
Okay, I've written that down and I will put that up in the show notes and I'll put some contact points in there as well. And I would also, with your permission, like to promo some of your more famous videos as well.
Yeah, sure. I will. We'll send a number of links from a number of key marketers throughout Sydney, Queensland, and Melbourne.
That'd be great. I'd love to showcase those so people can. If anybody hasn't seen an industry media video, you need to check them out because these guys are the benchmark. Attila, thank you. I'm looking forward to catching up with you at Recharge in October on the Gold Coast.
Looking forward to it.
You guys were amazing last year. I just wanted to thank you so much for your support. You're sponsoring us again this year. Thank you. It's going to be huge. Tickets are selling really quickly at the moment, so I think it's going to be a great couple of days.
Absolutely, and we'll love the venue as well. I'll tell you what, the boys are very excited to get up to the GC.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome at Jupiter's. So, mate, thank you so much, and I look forward to speaking to you shortly.
Great. Thanks, Ray.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Top Agents Playbook podcast. For show notes from this episode, recent podcasts, and lots more, go to topagentsplaybook.com.